Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
What I think that didn't work is that we didn't put in enough time to talking at the very beginning about our values, about how we want to do the business, and what our goals and priorities. Because at the end of the day, the way that I wanted to do business is just different from how they wanted to do business.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by my friend Michal Kaspchuk. Now, he also featured on episode 73 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check that out as well. Now, Michal is an incredible podcaster, creating clever-hearted showrunners where he helps companies tell stories that matter through podcasting. He's also a talented storyteller in general, organizing TEDx events and being, in my opinion, the best podcaster in Poland. Not that I know a ton of Polish podcasters. But he also found himself in an ill-fitting partnership. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail. We all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Michal Kaspchuk, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
No. Not this one. Definitely not.
Well, you showed up. We're recording, so we're going to go for it anyways. Tell us about having misaligned business partners. Tell me, maybe start from the beginning where I'm assuming it seemed like this bright and exciting new adventure you were on. Start there and walk us through.
Me and two of my colleagues, we started a company. At first, everything seemed wonderful. We had a wonderful vision for the company. It was, well, we basically wanted to create quality content for our clients. We were aligned if it comes to that. We knew that we want to be professional. We knew that we want to do something that is unique in our market, something that nobody else can do. And we decided that we're going to figure everything else along the way. So the vision seemed to be the same. It seemed like we had the same vision for the company and for the development of the business. It turned out we didn't after a year. And there were obviously some red flags along the way. And after a year, I decided to quit the company and start my own business. Doing the same things basically, but doing it in a different way. And what I think that didn't work is that we didn't put in enough time to talking at the very beginning about our values, about how we want to do the business, and what are our goals and priorities, right? Because at the end of the day, the way that I wanted to do business is just different from how they wanted to do business. There is no right or wrong way if it comes to that. I hope I'm not going to fail in my endeavor that I'm starting now. And I think that they are not going to fail in their continuing building the company that we started together. It's just the thing that we're not going to do it together. We're just going to do it separately. And what I think we should have done is talk more about values, about what's important for us.
Backing up a little bit, at what point did you look at the business partnership and say, oh, you know, like what tipped you off to, oh, maybe they want to do it a different way than I want to do it. And that might be different enough. Because you can make different things work in a team, in a partnership, but sometimes things are too different. So what was the moment where you kind of looked at it and said, oh, maybe this isn't going to work out the way that I had been hoping?
You know, at first we, because we were arguing about different things, about how we do projects for the clients, for how we contact the clients, and some other minor stuff. And at first we thought that it's actually good that we have different views on the on these things, because we thought that the business is going to grow thanks to that, that it's going to be for the benefit of the company, for the benefit of the clients. Well, we decided to continue doing this, and we thought that it's good. But at some point, and I can't really pinpoint it exactly what it was, so after a year, when I looked back at the arguments that we had, they shouldn't happen. I mean, they wouldn't happen if we talked through all the stuff that I told you about, so values, priorities, and all. Because if we are not aligned, if it comes to these, then it's going to be harder to do business together. So what I actually recommend to people who are starting businesses together, absolutely talk about it at the beginning. Don't do it like we did. So don't just say, we're just going to wing it and we're going to start doing projects. We're going to do business and it's all going to sort out itself. It's not going to happen like that. You actually have to, even though you don't have a business yet, you should start by discussing how you exactly want to do it. How are you going to be talking to customers? What's important for you? What is the top priority? For me, my top priority is my family, for example. I can put in time to work, and I know that sometimes you have to do it. But if it's going to be long term, I'm not going to work each day for 15 hours or even 10 hours if that's going to affect my private life, my relationship with my wife, for example. For me, it's not worth it. So family first, business second. And you have to know your priorities, first of all, and then you have to talk about priorities with your business partners. Talk about values. Talk about, well, everything that you think you should talk about, and you're just saying, yeah, we're gonna do it later.
So lay it all out up front. Talk about, these are my priorities. If you expect me to do X, that's not happening. You should be up front and say, these are my expectations for the business. This is how I can see it growing in the future. This is how I want to grow it. These are the types of stories I want to tell. You know, these are the hours I want to put in, and get all of that just out on the table up front, and so that it doesn't come out later and you're like, wait a second, this isn't what I wanted to do. And so after that year, then I'm curious to hear how you went about addressing that later and saying, this isn't going to work. Like, just our goals, our visions, our priorities are totally misaligned. This isn't going to work. How do you go about addressing that with a business partner? Because I'm sure tons of people listening have started something, and some of them might want to step back or step away.
It was actually a very hard time for me, because at more or less at the time when, several weeks before I actually quit the company, I started therapy. I started it for different reasons, but it actually helped me to make the decision to quit the company, because I realized that this misalignment is actually affecting my psychological health. From there, it was hard, obviously. It was hard, but it was pretty straightforward. So I talked to my business partners. I told them I want to quit because I think we're completely misaligned, and continuing that way, we're just gonna be toxic for each other. Like, they didn't have you know, any problems with that. They understood that and actually agreed. So we decided that we're gonna finish all the projects that we started and just gonna go separate ways. And after 4 more months, because we've just started a big project together, so after 4 more months we finished that project and we separated, went different ways, and they do their company. They continue the brand that we've started together. I said that, yeah, I'm gonna leave. You can take the brand, and I've started my own company.
I like how it kind of has a happy ending, right? Like, you know, you go through this process, you have misaligned values and priorities and ideas of how you want to do business, and then you come to that realization. And you say, oh, you know, not only am I misaligned with these business partners, but I'm in this thing, right? I'm a part of this thing that is misaligned with myself. And then stepping back from it, now you're able to move on to your own thing. Of course, I like to leave some time at the end of every episode for you to brag a little bit, for you to tell us what is working for you now, what is aligned with your values now, and where can we find you?
I cherish communication, and this is probably the most important value for me. When I'm talking to my clients, up front, I discuss the fact that I want to be transparent. I want to communicate a lot, because I'd rather over communicate than do it the other way around. It's just the way I want it. What I do is branded podcasts. I produce branded podcasts. My company is called Clever Hearted Showrunners. You can find me at cleverhearted.com and on my LinkedIn. My name is Michał Kasprzyk. Good luck writing it down, but it's gonna be in the link is gonna be in the notes, so don't worry. You can add me. I'm happy to happy to talk, happy to help.
Perfect. And yeah, I will have links to everything you've talked about down in the show notes so that people can interact with you and learn more about what you're up to. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you very much, Alex.
And thank you for listening. There's more than one way to crack an egg, but sometimes your way doesn't mesh with someone else's. Talk a lot about your values, your priorities, and make it clear where you stand so that you can get into business partnerships that align. Special thank you to Michał Kasprzyk for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out Clever Hearted Showrunners at cleverhearted.com. Links to all of his work are down in the show notes. Now, Michał also featured on episode 73 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to check that out as well. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.